Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Fantasy Grill. This is our second edition of the day. We'll be going through our shortstop position preview. I'll be joined, as always, by my co-host, Jamie Branje. Jamie, welcome back.
Hello, guys. We are now in minute 45 in the studio here. So if it sounds like we're just kind of limping towards the end, I'm sorry. We're not professionals yet. But thank you for listening anyway, and hopefully we got all the best hot takes that we can possibly find for you today.
Oh, just as many as possible. I'm just a machine with the hot takes, aren't I? If you're looking for the news for this week, we talked about the Mike Trout contract and the season opening games in Japan in our second base preview. So if you haven't listened to that one yet, that was the first one we recorded. So we have the news up in that edition, our second base preview. So we'll just jump right into our shortstop previews for the week. As always, we'll go through our top 10s, the Fantasy Pros top 10, and then compare our own lists to the consensus. So Fantasy Pros right now, their top three is Trey Turner, Alex Bregman, and Francisco Lindor at number three. Now, both of us have a little bit of problem with this list, Jamie. There's one big omission here, yeah. Or just one big change. Why don't you take the listeners through that one?
So in my top three list, we've got Frankie Lindor at number one, Manny Machado number two, and Alex Bregman at number three. The big change that you're referring to, and you'll see it when we upload our lists, is that I have Trey Turner sitting down at number nine. I don't think that he's an upper echelon shortstop. I don't know why he's being marketed as such. He's a player that offers you not a lot more than a lot of players at the same position do. Just you can find the other ones at pick 50 and not pick number 5. So it was just, as we're thinking about it, we're researching, looking through all the kind of the stuff, I'm trying to think, like, who doesn't belong here? Like, I'll look at the stat list, I'll look at the batting rates, I'll look at the swing percentages, all that kind of stuff, and it's just trying to find who doesn't belong, who doesn't fit. And the more it is, it's the more and more I looked at it, it's just Trey Turner just doesn't fit up here. He's not going to give you above average power. His peripheral rates, so the barrel percentage, the hard hit rate, average exit velocity, average launch angle are all at or below major league average. And you want me to take this player in the top 10. I don't understand why. He's a guy that's stolen a lot of bases. He'll give you steals, but you can find steals from other players. There's other shortstops that steal bases for you. I think Whit Merrifield's got shortstop eligibility in fantasy, if I'm not mistaken, just to list one. But there's a couple other options that are in the similar vein. Even if you listen to the second base, we talked about Adalberto Mondesi. He has shortstop credentials, and he's going to steal bags for you.
Do not put these two in the same category.
No, I know.
Absolutely not.
I'm not jumping
Turner
that.
Is like 18 tiers above Mondesi.
I'm not jumping that far, but in the 3 years that he's played, so he was very good as a rookie. He spent his first year in 2015 was just a cup of coffee. I think it was 23 games. Second year, where he was second in Rookie of the Year voting for the National League, it was 78 games. And then 2 years ago, it was 93 games. Last year was the only year that he played 160 games, and let alone 162, which he did play. But he didn't even come close in the other seasons that he's played in the majors. He's been an injury threat with odd injuries, and when he has been playing, it's been inconsistent. He's had seasons where he's showed power. He's had seasons where he's showed that he wasn't going to steal a lot of bags for you. It's just there's nothing that jumps out. You know, there's nothing that that I look at the player and I say, whoa, geez. Like, that's like when you see Trevor Story, the guy hit 37 home runs last year. Or Frankie Lindor, you know, 38 home runs, 39 stolen bases. So, like, those are way above average stats. But then with Trey Turner, you're getting 270 batting average, maybe he'll get you 80 runs, 60 RBI. Like, let's keep in mind, we don't know what the Nationals are going to look like this year in terms of run scoring on their offense. So they lost Bryce Harper, obviously. They've got the aging skeleton of Ryan Zimmerman still at first base there. It's just, they also got rid of Daniel Murphy. I didn't even remember that. It's a team with a lot of question marks this year, a team that's probably going to be carried by their pitching if they're carried by anything to get into the playoffs. And Trey Turner, to be the face of it, to be the one that you're going to take first at shortstop over Francisco Lindor is, I don't know. I don't see it. I kept trying to find ways for myself to see it, but there's nothing that has stood out to me that's going to say Trey Turner is going to be a top five player this year.
Devil's advocate here. I don't think, I mean, personally, I wouldn't draft him in the top five, but I can see the argument for him going top 10. There's not many players in the league anymore that are going to give you 40 steals and 20 home runs with a decent average. You can try to convince me about Mondesi all you want. I know some people want to believe that, but Mondesi's not going 20-40 with an average over 220. Don't at me. But I think with Turner, I think people also building in his natural progression as a player. I mean, he's 25, so he's hitting his physical prime. I think his hard hit rate went up by 6% last season, so I think he's going to grow into his power a little bit. He is 6'2", so give him that. He's quick. I think he's going to steal 40 bases again, given his health. Hit that 20 home run plateau, and he's going to be hitting leadoff. So regardless of the dismantling of the Washington offense, I think they'll still be good enough, especially if Robles comes up, or Victor Robles, the prospect. They'll be good enough where he'll score close to 100 runs again, and the combination of speed and power is worth the top 10 pick in my opinion.
Yeah, I know I'm hard on him. He did hit 19 home runs last year, 43 stolen bases. That is very good, but he hit 270 for a team that wasn't that good. He scored more than 100 runs, which is very good, but he only hit 79 RBI on a team that had a good offense. Last season.
I mean, he's hitting behind the pitcher.
Right. Okay. All right. But you look at
bring on the DH. I am for the DH in the NL, by the way. Fight me.
You're looking at, for shortstops last season, we had, I think D. Gordon still has eligibility at shortstop.
Yep.
He's going to steal you probably around
40. Oh, wait,